Welcome to another Second Helping podcast through Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association. I am your host, Mark White, from The Mark White Show. And right now, I have on the line with me Mike Jeffries. He's superintendent over Alabama State Parks in this area, North Alabama. And we appreciate him joining us here on the Second Helping podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me.
The Second Helping program is a program that, as I said, has been started by the Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association. Tammy Reist decided to start this program because of a dear friend of hers, and she wanted to help people who have been in drug addiction to give them hope and give them opportunities when it came to recovery. As I was talking earlier to a lady, if we don't have people who are ready, willing, and able to give people hope that face drug addiction, when they fight this battle and they overcome it and they look around and there's no opportunities, that doesn't help when it comes to addiction.
You know, as you're sitting here talking, I've got chill bumps running up and down my arms. I think any family can understand what I'm trying to say. I have been raised around addiction problems to the point that my uncle lost his eyeball, his fake eye, in prison. I've got two cousins in jail for unspeakable crimes. But if you take the addiction out of the person, you've got that person back. And whatever I can do to benefit this, I give it to Tammy for, it's like a godsend. She mentioned it to me because it's near and dear to my heart.
Tell us your story and how this came to pass for you to be a part of the Second Helping podcast.
You know, Tammy we got to talking, sit next to each other. And as she does, she usually covers a wide array of topics and usually educates me in some way or another. She's an amazing woman. And she brought this up. And as soon as she mentioned it to me, I can only compare it to when I first heard of Kairos Church, and that's taking ministry to the prisons. And I was just like, I want to know more. I want to know what it's about. I want to know how I can benefit. And you know that I reached out to you from there again. This is close to me in a lot of ways. I mean, it's just in today's society, addiction is addiction. I don't care if it's dipping snuff or doing crack cocaine. Addiction is a disease, and if someone is not a person that has that trend within them, they don't understand what I'm talking about. You're right. You've got to surround people with that can understand and talk to them and treat them like people and not second class citizens.
The fact that the hospitality industry needs so many people to work, and there are opportunities. And if somebody looks and says, you know what, that person's been clean for 6 months, they're going through a program that a judge ordered, and I want to give them an opportunity, then the second helping program gives them that chance, that opportunity, that hope, if you will, as they still battle to face their addiction.
Someone asked me, I'm sure that you have at least a minute drug problem of some sort somewhere within your park. I said, yes, but the way I look at it is I'm bringing someone in that is showing that they can be clean, be right. And to me, I feel like it's an opportunity for someone who may have something like so many people are, and they can't talk to anyone about it, a way to speak and a way to put them on the road to the right path. I truly believe that.
You mentioned some of your family members and being surrounded by addiction. Tell us your story. Share your story, Mike.
I've just got a family full of people that had addiction problems. I mean, I've got two cousins in jail for manslaughter and murder directly related to addiction problems. It would have never happened if it wasn't for such. One of them was his own father. That's hard for me to say, but it's the hard truth. And he was not a bad person. It was just it was fueled by addiction problems. And you know, I've had close friends. I've had a multitude of people. I lived in Michigan for a while. Same thing. I've had five friends in Michigan commit suicide over addiction problems. And there was other things, but there was an addiction problem that encompassed the other problem. And it's just always been around me. And I have to thank good Lord that what saved me was I went in the military. I don't know where I'd have been if I didn't. And it seemed like it was just what I was called to do and how I to escape it.
There's a couple of ways that people can approach addiction. And in your situation, you understand the battle that some of the people that you care about and love faced. and face. And some people who don't understand addiction, they look at addicts with disgust, and there's a certain disdain for what they don't understand. And it's not as easy as telling somebody you can get over this. For somebody who's not an addict, it's easy to say that, but for an addict, it's not that easy to overcome it.
No, I've seen it firsthand. And not only that, but the more it seems that they become addicted to something, I mean, some people think it's just because it's over the counter and it's prescribed to them, it's okay. It's not. It's not. That's probably the worst thing. But it's like these people get sheltered and they don't have any. I mean, Alabama, I'm not an expert on this, they don't have a lot of avenues to seek for things like this from what I've seen. It's very minute. And throwing people in jail and locking them up, throwing away the keys, is so far from the answer. So far from it.
As we've stated, through the Second Helping Program, giving people who are in recovery an opportunity to find work within the hospitality industry, and that could be at a state park, that could be at a hotel, that can be at a restaurant, that can be at an attraction. But it takes people with open minds to give these people another chance. If you are a business owner, if you are in the hospitality industry, you want to give people a second chance, then Second Helping Program is a great way to do that.
I'm all learning more, understanding more, and giving that opportunity here. And I haven't talked to my district park about it, but potentially other places, because giving that person that chance, I think, is a huge step of a life of sobriety.
And if people want to find out more about the Second Helping Program, they can go to secondhelpingjobs.com. And if you'd like to find out more information, you can go to secondhelping@northalabama.org. Mike Jeffries, Superintendent, Alabama State Parks, thank you so much for joining me here on the Second Helping Podcast today.
Anything I can do in the future to help, I'm here.
Thank you, sir. If you'd like to find out more about Second Helping, go to secondhelpingjobs.com, and you can also email secondhelping@northalabama.org. Tune in next time for another Second Helping Podcast. I am your host, Mark White.